number of things for you, but I want to share a little bit. He said, before his death, the songwriter requested that he be laid to rest in a traditional Jewish rite besides his parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents. His rabbi, Adam Shire, wrote in a statement, unmatched in his creativity, insight, and crippling candor, Leonard Cohen was a true visionary whose voice will be sorely missed. His manager, Robert Corey, wrote in a statement, I was blessed to call him a friend, and for me to serve that bold artistic spirit firsthand was a privilege and a great gift. He leaves behind a legacy of work that will bring insight, inspiration, and healing for generations to come. Cohen was a dark eminence among a small pantheon of extremely influential singer-songwriters to emerge in the 60s and early 70s. Only Bob Dylan exerted a more profound influence upon his generation, and perhaps only Paul Simon and fellow Canadian Joni Mitchell equaled him as a song poet. Cohen's haunting bass voice, nylon string guitar patterns, and Greek chorus backing vocals shaped evocative songs that dealt with love and hate, sex and spirituality, war and peace, ecstasy and depression. He was also the rare artist of his generation to enjoy artistic success into his 80s, releasing his final album, You Want It Darker, earlier this year. I'll have to get a copy of that. I never had the sense that there was an end, he said in 1992, that there was a retirement or that there was a jackpot. For many of us, Leonard Cohen was the greatest songwriter of them all. Nick Cave, who covered Cohen's classics like Avalanche, I'm Your Man, and Suzanne, said in a statement, utterly unique and impossible to imitate no matter how hard we tried. He will be deeply missed by so many. And they give a lot more of his history. He started off as a poet. He graduated from McGill University. He moved to the Greek island of Hydra, and he published the poetry collection Flowers for Hitler in 64, and the novels The Favorite Game in 63, and Beautiful Losers in 66. Frustrated by poor book sales, tired of working in Montreal's garment industry, Cohen visited New York in 66 to investigate the city's robust folk rock scene. He met folk singer Judy Collins, who later that year included two of his songs, including the early hit Suzanne on her album In My Life. His New York milieu included Andy Warhol, the Velvet Underground, and most importantly, the haunting German singer Nico, whose despondent delivery he may have emulated on his exquisite 1967 album Songs of Leonard Cohen. Cohen quickly became the songwriter of choice for artists like Collins, James Taylor, Willie Nelson, and many others. His black and white album Photos offered an arresting image to go with his stark yet lovely songs. His next two albums, Songs from a Room, 1969, and Songs of Love and Hate, 1971, benefited from the spare production of Bob Johnston. Bob Johnston was the person that gave me permission on stage to sing with him. Yay, Bob Johnston. Along with a group of seasoned session musicians that included Charlie Daniels. Well, it goes on and on and on. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but Hallelujah, the meditation on love, sex, and music that would become Cohen's best-known composition, thanks to Jeff Buckley's incandescent 1994 reinterpretation. It wasn't recognized by Cohen's label. They weren't going to release this, but anyway, we know now that Hallelujah is being sung by so many people, and it's heard all over the world and in films. And anyway, he became an ordained Buddhist monk, and he had backed away from performing for a while, and then he came back with 10 new songs and Dear Heather. And anyway, he's going to be greatly missed. There's more information here about how he was embezzled by his longtime manager of more than $5 million. That's how he took the Epic World Tour, performing 387 shows from 2008 to 2013 to replenish the fund. He released Old Ideas in 2012 and Popular Problems, which hit U.S. shops the day after his 80th birthday. That's unbelievable. So prolific. So when the grand tour ended in December 2013, Cohen largely vanished from the public eye. In October 2016, he released You Want It Darker, produced by his son Adam. Severe back issues made it difficult for Cohen to leave his home, so Adam placed a microphone on his dining room table and recorded him on a laptop. The album was met with rave reviews. Through a New Yorker article timed to its release, revealed that he was in very poor health. "I'm ready to die," he said. "I hope it's not too uncomfortable. That's about it for me." Oh, boy. So I had read somewhere online, I can't remember, that he had written to Marianne, of the song Marianne, that he felt that he was going to go quite soon, that he would reach out to her and that they would be close together. And she got the letter, I think, 2 days before he passed. And then she has since passed. I wish I could find that article again because I didn't write down the notes. Anyway, hopefully this is going to work. So I've got it coming off of our automated system. Hopefully, here we go.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah.
Hallelujah. like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir. I have tried in my way to be free, like the worm on a hook, like a night from some old-fashioned book. I have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been unkind, I hope that you can just let it go by. A beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by this song and by all that I have done wrong, I will not ask for so much. And a pretty woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried to me, hey, why not ask?
Sleepy golden star, yes, many love before us. I know that we are not new in city and in forest. They smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances, and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and think things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. It's many love before us. I know that we are not new in city and in forest. They smiled like me and you, but let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
With her mind.
Leonard Cohen. Unbelievable. How absolutely fabulous. So, that was rather delicious to hear all of that. And we're going to switch gears in a little minute because there is yet another loss in the music world that I want to share a little bit about with you. And that is Leon Russell. And U.S. pianist, singer, and writer of hit songs, including Delta Lady and A Song for You. I want to see if I can pull up some of his material, just like I did for Leonard Cohen. Just give me a second here. Okay, that should work. So, let's see. Let's do this one, and we're finding some. Okay. There are many to choose from. Let's see. Okay. Oh, that's a long one. All right. Well, we'll do that. Okay. And we'll try and find one more. Let's see. Hi, come on in. Okay, I'm just trying to pull up some Leon Russell because he's another loss to the community.
Are you familiar with Going Home?
No, but why don't I
find Leonard Cohen?
No, I'm not.
I think that one's very appropriate.
Okay, I just finished that whole section.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see. Going Home. Okay, I'll. Is that
it? If you get a chance, okay, you should listen.
I absolutely will. Going Home?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's probably from an album that came out about three or four years ago.
Yeah. It would have been 3 years ago. That's when I saw him at the Wang Center, and that was when he finished his big tour to recoup the money that his manager stole from him.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm just having a chat here with one of our WMFO maestros. Bob. Thanks, Bob. Okay, I'm just going to see what else. Watching the River. Let's see. There's No Tomorrow. I don't see some of the ones that I'm looking for, but I don't know why they're not in here. Funny How Time Slips Away. That might be a good one to do. Okay, so we have a few there set to go. All right, so let me share a little bit of this obit by Dave Lang. Let's see, he said, in 2010, Elton John surprised his fans by releasing an album in collaboration with pianist, singer, and songwriter Leon Russell, whom he described as my biggest influence. I didn't know that. Russell had been out of the limelight for three decades, but in the early 1970s, he had been at the heart of some of pop music's biggest events. He led and organized the touring ensemble Mad Dogs and Englishmen, headlined by the soul singer Joe Cocker. Then he was featured at the Concert for Bangladesh, set up by George Harrison and others to raise funds for the victims of severe flooding. In his trademark top hat with stars and stripes decoration and with flowing hair and long scraggly beard, Russell performed a medley of the Coasters' Young Blood and the Rolling Stones' Jumpin' Jack Flash in what Rolling Stone magazine called his driving, lurchy, churchy style. Russell, who has died aged 74, first made his mark as a songwriter by co-writing with Bonnie Bramlett, Delta Lady, for Cocker. He subsequently supplied the Carpenters with their 1971 hit Superstar, and George Benson with This Masquerade, a Grammy winner in 1977. Russell's most likely recorded composition is A Song for You, of which there are more than 40 versions by singers as varied as Andy Williams, Whitney Houston, and Willie Nelson. Prior to these achievements, Russell had excelled as a studio musician in Los Angeles as a member of the Wrecking Crew, a team of versatile instrumentalists who added luster to hit records by the Ronettes, the Byrds, and many others. Let's see. There's quite a lot more, but I think I'm not going to share all of this. He is survived by his second wife, Janet Lee Constantine, and their children, Sugary, Honey, and Coco, by two children, Teddy Jack and Tina Rose, from his first marriage, by a daughter, Blue, from a previous relationship with Carla McHenry. He died 13th of November. So, he was born in 1942. And there's a great picture of him in this. I'm sure if you go online, you can find some of this information. This was by Dave, L-A-I-N-G, J. Lang. So let's listen to some Leon Russell here on the Voicemobile.
Song and diamonds for gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. Each night begins a new day. If you don't understand them and you don't die young, you probably just right away. Mama, don't let young babies grow up to be cowboys. Guitars, drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Cause they'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Some Leon.
but just sometimes you just don't treat me right. And I woke up this morning and I looked her in the eye and she said, sweet daddy, you got what I want, but you ain't giving it to me. Oh, and it hurt me deep down into my soul and I had to walk on out the door. And I was crying in my heart, I didn't know if I was gonna ever see my baby no more. I went a-walking down the street and I was ashamed to look at anyone I meet. Once a blinding light flashed in my eyes, and there she was standing leaning up against the lamppost.
Well, tell it.
I saw her standing on the corner. Tell you, yeah, I got me a fine old lady laying back there in that bedroom at home, and I think I gotta get back to her. Oh, she winked at me and she smiled at me and she said, yes, daddy, I understand. I walked on down the street back to my pad, and I crawled and I snuck and I crawled back in the bedroom. My baby looked at me with the great big blue bedroom eyes, and she said, I told you to get away from me. And I told you to leave me alone. Whoa, but I had a change of heart and I've been needing you all night long. Yes, said I've been needing the good thing. I ain't had none of the good thing. Yet I looked at my baby and I said, baby. I said, what is it that I got that you want? Yeah. She looked at me and she said, real slow, real soft, real sweet. She said this right here.
Yeah.
got a young lady at home that they love. Sometimes the thing that just don't go right. But I want to tell you one thing, and it's for sure. You treat your woman like you treat yourself. Everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Yeah, they're going to be all right now.
But
Okay, that was that was Leon Russell with Elton John. Pretty fabulous. We heard before that, Funny How Time Slips Away, a medley, Jumpin' Jack Flash, and Young Blood, and Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. What energy, what incredible energy he had. Just marvelous. That movie, Mad Dogs and Englishmen, if you are interested at all in that era of music, get that film. It's fantastic. There's so much energy. It's just, yeah, rest in peace. So I'm going to see if this song, Going Home, is here, because Bob said it would be a great one, and I'm not sure if it's in here. Oh, I see it. What's going on here? I got the wrong. We have this software program that we can plug things in. Okay, so let's see if it's in there. So far, I'm not seeing it, but it might still be in here. Huh. I doubt that the newest material is in this database yet, but okay, it doesn't look like it. Oh, Sisters of Mercy, that would be a great one to play. I think I'll play one more of Leonard Cohen's. Okay.
All the Sisters of Mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought I just cannot go on. And they brought me their comfort, later they brought me this song. Ah, yes, I hope you run into them, so long. Yeah, you must leave everything that you cannot control. It begins with your family, but soon it comes round to your soul. But I've been where you're hanging, and I think I can see how you're pinned. Yeah, when you're not feeling holy, your loneliness tells you you've sinned. Lay down beside me. they were sleeping. I hope you run into them soon. Don't turn on the lights. You can read their address by the moon. And you won't make me jealous if I hear that they're sweetened. Like that, and besides, it would still be all right.
So here's some important information. Speaking of Sisters of Mercy, X-ray, CT scan, ultrasound, MRI, mammography, angiogram. Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests? Now, there's a website that can give you important information about these and nearly 100 other radiology tests and treatments. Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you can expect from your exam or treatment in a detailed and easy-to-understand way. Radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definitions of many medical terms, and a quick search function. You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology. It's totally free, doesn't require registration, and is available in Spanish. Radiology Info is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and credibility. Be informed about your radiology exam. Oh dear. Visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. Developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Society of North America. That's fabulous. I didn't know about that. Radiologyinfo.org. Terrific. All right. So, well, we have time for one more. And, boy, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, or non-Turkey Day, depending upon how you do it. And Chris Earle should be coming to the station any moment now. Here we go.
I don't care what you do, I don't care what you say, I don't care where you go or how long you stay. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna work for me anymore. Well, you take my money and you turn me out. You fill me up with nothing but self-doubt. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry for me anymore. When I was young, driving was my craving. You drive me so hard, almost to the grave. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry for me anymore. up in knots. I keep recycling the same old thoughts. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry for me anymore. So many good things in life that I've overlooked. I don't know what to do now. Baby, you got me so hooked. Someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry for me anymore.
Put them in the sand.